Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is 1196A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Again, we are brought to you by LongevityPlaybook.com. You can sign up for the free newsletter at LongevityPlaybook.com and by the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, the two supplements I take. You can find out about them at LifesFirstNaturals.com, naturals with an S.com. That's where I get them. You can get them there as well. And you can see on that website the randomized double-blind controlled trials showing why I believe they're so beneficial. I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but I should have. I listened to a very scary lecture, scary because the statistics given were both shocking and thought-provoking, by a Mayo Clinic distinguished professor of infectious disease, director of the vaccine research at the Mayo Clinic, and he presented with our Cleveland Clinic infectious disease group. What was it so scary about? Well, there was an IQ loss of 9 points on average for people who suffered from COVID and were hospitalized in an ICU. That's the average in both England and Norway, both countries. 6-point loss over time if you were hospitalized with COVID, and 3 points if you caught the disease and had it for a prolonged time. He also talked about the adverse effects of overall health. Note the current COVID vaccines do not prevent infection. They don't work at the portal of entry in your throat or nose, but they do prevent disease such as this cognitive decline or the heart disease or the severe long-term disease. That's the value of the vaccines. Dr. Poland highlighted the fact that we're still losing 500 to 1,000 Americans each and every week from COVID-19. Over 200,000 Americans will die from it this year. It's one of the top three killers. The more interesting data is he worried about the new mutant, a BA2.87.1 mutant, he believed would become the dominant infection, and this seems to cause more complications than the current JN2 variety. He stressed that we have undervalued the complications of COVID-19. 1 in 269 Americans has died from it. Now, contrast that with, yes, the vaccines aren't safe, but rather than 1 in 269 or 1 in 20 of those over the age of 65 succumbing to the virus, it's 6 per million or 1 in 150,000. It's like going to the roulette wheel, putting a dollar down and either winning 10,000 or losing a dollar. So I think that while the vaccines are not without risk, they are still a much safer option compared to the potential consequences of contracting disease from the virus. Aside from COVID-19, Dr. Poland also raised concerns about the impact of other viruses, such as the emergence of the H5N1 avian influenza virus that most unusually not only killed many birds, but has now skipped to 10 mammalian species. He underscored the importance of being prepared for potential recurrences and mutations of these viruses, urging individuals to prioritize their health and considering the booster vaccine against the COVID-19, against the BA2.87.1, as soon as it becomes available, usually within a month or two from now, at the latest. If you're listening to this, it'll be available by late June or July, he thinks. As a medical professional, I feel compelled to share. And by the way, why is the avian in the bird flu not get to humans? Because it requires a receptor on the cell. And the birds have different receptor on their cell than we do as people. Now, your eye has the same receptor as the bird. So conjunctivitis or eye infections are common with avian flu, but they don't cause real problems, usually no long-term eye problems. But what he's really worried about is if this has skipped to now 10 mammalian species, could it be working on a different receptor that lets it into our cells, the rest of our body cells, not just the cells of our eye? The impact of these viruses is important. It extends just beyond physical health. It's also an economic and societal concern. And a lot of people are getting sick and even dying from COVID-19. But it can also make people's brains and bodies not work as well. That's why he stressed there are vaccines that can help protect us from disease, not from the infection, but from getting the outcome of the infections. So I made my point that I'm going to get the booster against BA.2.87.1. I'm going to probably get one of the three, Moderna, Pfizer, but I'm probably going to get Novavax, as I haven't gotten that before. And by taking proactive steps to protect ourselves and our communities, we can work towards a healthier and more resilient future. That's what he talked about. And that's really what this is all about, the You, the Owner's Manual podcast, how to be more resilient and how to have a healthier future with less disability. So that's why I'm stressing this. I know there's distrust of vaccines, but it's a much better odds ratio than anything else. Let me go through five other quickie stories this week. AI analysis of plasma proteins has been looked at by gathering data from a bunch of people who are aging and find out, is there one protein that looks at the age of significant organs? We aren't there yet, but this study has started. Is there a compound in bananas that limits absorption of beneficial polyphenols from other fruits? The answer is yes. If you're going to make a smoothie, berry smoothie is great, but a berry banana smoothie, and you don't get the beneficial polyphenols from the berries. So banana may make it taste better, but it doesn't help you health-wise. A blood-based test for certain brain tumors, yes. If you have a tumor and you want to see what kind it is, apparently you can get a blood test for that, which looks at the DNA of it to see if it's benign or not, rather than having to have a brain biopsy. What's the best test to see how you're impaired with aging? Well, it turns out we used to have walking speed. How fast can you walk in a six-minute period, or how far can you walk in a six-minute period? Different tests of this. But now it turns out maybe it is a stair climbing test. How fast can you climb stairs? This seems to be better than walking speed, that is, stair climbing better. I'll tell you a story about that. I practiced climbing stairs. That's how I trained for squash. At lunch, I'd go up 14 flights, down 13, up 13, down 12, etc. And that was my lunchtime. So I'm used to running up and down stairs. And I still do 2 flights of stairs, running up and down a couple of times each day. But stair climbing speed, mine is slowing, seems to be a measure of aging. And last study is omega-3. We know it's good for the heart. We know family history is bad. Low omega-3, poor family history, synergistically increase your risk. So if you've got a bad family history, it's especially important to get those omega-3s, EPA, DHA, from supplements or from good old-fashioned salmon, or even walnuts can get for you, as can avocados and flaxseed. But find something you love that has those EPA, DHA type of fish oils. Just having fish oil isn't good enough. You got to look for the DHA and EPA content. You want 1,100 milligrams a day of DHA or EPA. That's it for today. We thank the people who downloaded us. They're the real reason we do this. This is 1196A. By the way, we have a great guest on the B segment talking about childhood trauma and how to develop resilience from it. A brilliant talk. I just finished that interview. And by the way, our sponsors are longevityplaybook.com. Go there and sign up for the free newsletter. 250 words of succinct, beautifully written, if I do say so myself, pithy information about longevity and a cartoon every week, as well as go to lifesfirstnaturals.com and check out the double-blind randomized controlled trials on two of their products, Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum. Thanks again for downloading us. We'll be back next week, and we hope you are.